So which places are at the top of both lists? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Singapore, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Japan. What those five have in common, of course, is that they are all cultures shaped by the tradition of wet rice agriculture and meaningful work. They are the kinds of places where, for hundreds of years, penniless peasants, slaving away in the rice paddies 3,000 hours a year, would say things to each other like, "No one who can rise before dawn 360 days a year fails to make his family rich." Chapter 9. Marita's Bargain. All my friends are from Kip. In the mid-1990s, an experimental public school called the Kip Academy opened on the fourth floor of Lou Gehrig Junior High School in New York City. Lou Gehrig is in the 7th school district, otherwise known as the South Bronx, one of the poorest neighborhoods in New York City. It's a squat, gray, 1960s-era building across the street from a bleak collection of high-rises. A few blocks over is Grand Concourse, the borough's main thoroughfare. These are not streets that you'd happily walk down alone after dark. Kip is a middle school. Classes are large. The fifth grade has two sections of 35 students each. There are no entrance exams or admissions requirements. Students are chosen by lottery, with any fourth grader living in the Bronx eligible to apply. Roughly half of the students are African American, the rest Hispanic. Three quarters of the students come from single-parent homes. 90% qualify for free or reduced lunch, which is to say that their families earn so little that the federal government chips in so they can eat properly at lunchtime.